listen, he would say, when I go to my friend for just a little consolation. But don't your friends have problems too? He would say, most of the time you find them, and you know they are complaining too. But let me sing the chorus.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you. God got it.
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
God got everything that we need. You need, I need, they need. And when he give it to us, we need to use it to his glory, to his honor, and to his praise. We thank God today for all of you. I thank God for your prayers that you sent up to God for me. My past week experience was, which wasn't so good, but the Lord himself has delivered me.
Amen.
I live by a standard. Scripture say, let the weak say I'm strong. And when I'm on my back, that's when I'm tough. I have to live like that because in this life on this earth, everything is tail backwards. Nothing goes the way God say for it to go. Everything is what the system say. And say, I come out of the system. Some of you come out of the system. You know how the system works. What please people is the system. What please God is divine intervention. And I thank God for divine intervention. I'm one of your servants. I'm not a great person. I'm your humble servant. And it's going to take a lot to get me down. I promise you that. It take a lot to get me down. And in my pre here, I worked 35 years on the Union Pacific Railroad, and I didn't miss not one day in 35 years.
Amen.
Not because I was all well and everything. Many days I went to work sick.
Yes,
Smith, why you come? You sick? I had to take care of my family. I had to take care of my family. And so in my job here as pastor of this church, I go out of my way to not let little stumbling blocks stop me from performing my duty unto God. And the Lord, he's with me because as far as I have knowledge, I am walking in the light, and he's in the light, and he's going to be with me. Today, I thank God for all the preachers here in the church. So if I get where I can't perform, I got good sense. I'm going to call somebody else to come in and pinch hit or whatever. Or I'm going to sit down for good and give somebody else the church when I cannot perform. But until that day come, I'm going to shoot.
Thanks, sir.
Today, we're going to be in the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1 through 9. And it deals with our Christianity, our livelihood. It deals with our hope, our everlasting hope that God has given even unto us. And we need to hear what the word said. It run parallel with what the Sunday school lesson said this morning. From 1 John, the third chapter, verse 1 through 10. 1 John 3, 1 through 10. And it says, very familiar, which most of you already know the scripture. I'm just repeating it and rehearsing it. Like the song said, just a rehearsal down here. When I get to heaven, I'm going to really sing. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure, Christ. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sin. And in him, Jesus, is no sin. And whosoever abideth in him, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth, have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. that does righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous, Jesus. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Yes. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Yes. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. And whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. We thank God for you. My new birth cancels my fleshly deeds. I was not worthy of it, but God cared. We thank God today for all of you today for sit here to hear me teach this lesson today. And I thank God, and I want to say this, that this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we will be going to Greater St. Lawrence Missionary Baptist Church for a church anniversary. And we're asking all the support that we can get with you.
Amen.
The Bible here, John is trying to get something over to the church, to believers in Christ, those that God has sanctified, that he's keeping, that he's got in his control. It says, behold, which means look. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. He looked beyond everything we did bad, how low down, no good we were, and he seen what we need to be. So he brought it forth with his own sacrifice of himself to the Father for us. And say, I did it because I want you to become sons of God. You say, and the world didn't know us because it didn't know him. Do you realize that when you get born again, the old man, all the old stuff is washed away into rubbish, and everything now about you become new? And then the Lord tell us, say, since I made you new, you don't need to go back and lay in the mud no more. I got you out the mud, stay out the mud. Now, once God saved you, sanctified, and filled you with his holy power, it's up to you. You don't have to start hollering, Lord, save me, Lord, save me, Lord, save me. You already saved. What you got to do is walk in your salvation. And then God goes, supply your every need. And the Bible says, for as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even them that believe on his name. You know, you had the Jews was the popular people. They was the one that Christ come for. But then sometimes the Jews didn't want to obey because they thought they knew more than Jesus. They thought they was better than Jesus. They even criticized Jesus. They called him a blasphemer and everything because they didn't understand his role. But you know, when Jesus come and sacrifice himself for all of us, even the people yet to come, he already made a sacrifice for all of us. And when he made the sacrifice for all of us, he told us, now that you're saved, walk saved, be saved, talk saved, live saved.
Yes, sir.
And know how to address one another. Amen. Love one another as I love you, gave up my life for you. Said, many as receive him, he gave power that we become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know what? God looked beyond all of our faults and see just what we need.
Thank you, Lord.
When we was no good, low down and ugly and everything, God had his hand up on us, y'all.
Yeah.
While we were yet in our sin, he died for us. And and then all we had to do now that he died for, confess that he's the Christ, the Son of God. And he said, thou shalt be saved.
That's right.
And once God saved you, Satan can't take you from him. But you just have to stay walking in his will.
Amen.
Not what you want to do. Stay out the flesh. He just saved you out the flesh. Stay out the flesh. Walk in the spirit. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's according to the Bible. And the word says here, beloved, that's whom I love. Those that I died for, whom I love. He said, Now I with the Son. Since I gave my life up for you all to confess me and believe in that I died and my Father raised me from the dead, my beloved, now are you the sons of God. Mm-hmm. You've been made heirs and journey heirs together with Christ Jesus. You know, one day, y'all, we're going to be equal with Jesus when we meet him in the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to quicken us. We're going to be just like him, 100% just like Jesus. That's what the book teach us. We're going to be 100% just like Jesus. So we have to practice that while we're yet here on this earth. And say, and it's not yet appeared what we shall be. Watch this. We go through the change all the time and want to do this. People talk about it. You're no good.
Yes,
you're this, that,
yes,
and other. Don't worry about that.
Let them talk.
The more you walk with Jesus, the more he be happy with you.
Yes,
the more he bless you. The more he take care of you.
Yes,
and we have to think in that way. That's thinking spiritually.
Right.
You see, because what he say, but we know that when he shall appear. Watch this now. We shall be like him. Who? Like Jesus. See, we're going to be like Jesus. For we shall see him as he is. No man has seen God at any time. That's scripture, y'all. I can't talk against that. But when we appear in the clouds with the Lord, everybody going to be able to look on him and see him as he is. And then we had a lot of trouble all our life, especially in the black church. We identified with a man with long hair, blue eyes, straight hair. That's the biggest lie ever been told on the face of God's earth. You go to Revelation 1, 12 through 15, describing to a T. And then you look back in our history, the prophet, the priest, the leader, Enoch. The Bible tells me that Enoch walked with God and say he was the only perfect man under the old covenant. And then but two perfect men ever live on this earth, that was Enoch and Jesus. And we got to take that home and smoke it, because it's good for you. We got to know who we are and know whose we are. And we can't let people go around here and tell us who we are. We got to know who we are. He said the Bible say, I will give in my house, within my walls, a place and a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Good God Almighty. Once you anchor in Jesus, you locked in, y'all. Y'all hear what I say? Once you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you locked in. Now you're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tribulations. But you locked in. Satan can't take you. If you're truly in Christ, Satan can't do nothing but tempt you. All he can do is tempt you. Can't do nothing with you. Because you belong to God. Whoever you follow, that's who your Father is. Whoever you follow, that's who your Father is. If you follow sun, moon, and moon, that's your Father. You follow Jesus, that's your Father. And I don't care what you call, what denomination you are, if you ain't serving Jesus, you're out of tune with God. You're out of tune with God. And to stay in tune with God, we got to do the things that God say for us to do. See, every man that has this hope, the hope of seeing Jesus, purifies himself even as he is, even as Jesus is perfect. We're going to be perfect too, y'all. The Bible tells us to strive to be perfect. That's me. Other words, I got to persevere. I have to go through thicks and thins and ups and downs and stuff and to keep my composure with God, and that's what I'm striving. I know people say, ain't nobody perfect. Well, why would he tell us to strive to be perfect? I want you to be just like my son Jesus. When he yes shall appear with you in the air and the cloud, you're going to be just like him. All our life we've been wondering how Jesus looked. What he did, who he is. Well, then that day we're going to find out who he is.
Yeah,
and then people hollering about you can't look on God, you'll die. That's true. That's scripture. But look, this day he opened everything up for us.
Yeah,
the Bible says, every eye going to see him. Now, that's amazing to me. Every eye going to see him. And we're going to see him just like he is. And it goes on to say here, And every man that is hoping to see purifies himself, even as Christ is also pure. And the Bible says in 1 John 4:17, that herein is our love made perfect by accepting Christ Jesus our Lord, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Good God Almighty. In other words, when I see Jesus, I'm going to be bold. Hey, Dad, how you doing, Daddy? What you mean, Dad? Thank you for bringing me to where I am. Thank you for that near miss, Lord. I could have been gone, but you saved me. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We're going to be bold. I ain't going to go up there wondering, did I make it? Lord, I wonder, did I make heaven? I hope I made heaven. No, you got to be assured of your destiny with God. You got to know that you're walking in the light as he's in the light, and you're going to fulfill the desire of God, not of the flesh. He said, in my father, he said, in this my father made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Look at it, because he is, as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, what? In this world? That means right now. We need to try to be like him right now. We need to strive to be like Jesus right now. I ain't trying to be like Paul. I don't need to preach like Paul. I don't need to preach like Peter. I need to teach like God told me to teach. And then if I do it and walk in the light as he's in the light, I'm going to be all right. I ain't going to have no doubt. I'm going to be bold when I stand. Hey, Jesus, how you doing, my brother? I ain't going to go there with my head down. Oh, I hope I made the team. Well, you had a chance to make the team way back here. Way back here. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Whoever come in my name, I mean, no wise cast out. Now, that's saying a lot. If you come to Jesus, he ain't going to throw you away. Sometimes we have friends, y'all. Listen to me good. I've been here a little while. We have a lot of trust in them, and they tear our heartstring loose.
Yes, sir.
They tear our heartstring loose. But not Jesus.
No, sir.
While we were still in our sin, our evil way, he went and died for us. Without repentance yet, he already had died for us. And he living in hope. Jesus living in hope that we come to him. And then we got the hope that we see him. He says here, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Good God Almighty. Let me take you back a little piece. In the garden, Adam and Eve lived a long time in the garden. Perfect people. Until God one day came into them and said, all the trees in the garden you could eat of them. But that tree in the center there, don't fool with it. Okay. Sin come on the scene then when he gave the law. This is what the Bible's saying. Where ain't no law, there ain't no sin. And so what they did then, he gave the law to them, and they went and broke the law. They broke the law. And God sent prophet after prophet after prophet, priest after priest after priest, try to get them back in charge. Nobody could do it. He searched heaven and earth. And he say, who can I sin? And the Magna Lamb, the slain Lamb, stood up. So I go. Send me, I go. And the Bible say he took on a similarity of a sinful flesh body. And he came and gave it up for us. For every one of us sitting in this building this morning, he died for us.
Thank you, Lord.
And every day of our life, we got to remember that. Jesus, I don't care what nobody else say, Jesus died for me.
Thank you.
The reason I sing, Jesus died for me, I'm giving my testimony in my song, he died for me. While I was still no good, he died for me. And I need to be able to thank him for what he did for me. And he said, all unrighteousness is sin. And there's no sin unto death. There's some sin. There's a sin that's not unto death. A repentant sin. I repent of sin, not unto death. Because the Bible teach me, if I sin, overcoming a sin or a fault, the moment I think about it, go to God for repentance. Stop it right there. Stop first. And then tell God to forgive you. And he going to deliver you. Pre-sin is dangerous. Pre-sin is dangerous. Setting up. I'm going to go sin over yonder after a while. I know it's wrong, but I'm going to go with God. Forgive me. You know how we holler all the time? Ain't nobody perfect. God forgive everybody. He do. But the Bible also says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid it. How that we are dead to sin, living any longer therein.
Speak good, speak good.
My God, my God, my God. He said, he talked good to us. He said that, and you know that he was manifested, Jesus was, to take away our sin. And in him means Jesus, there's no sin. And he told me to be just like him. Practice being like him now. Okay, I got to, this is what I got to do, give up hate, malice, animosity, strife, hearsay, they say, she say, he say, they say, got to give all that up. And then take on what Jesus said. Just go on what Jesus said. You're going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
But all this chin music that go on around here all the time, we got to shun that. The Bible says shun the very appearance of evil. We can't hide in the world. I'm going to live evil and then expect to go to heaven. It ain't going to work, y'all. It won't work living evil and talking about going to heaven. Oh, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
What about?
Where? Tell it.
The Bible say we're going to reap what we sow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming.
Man, it's time to reap.
We're going to reap what we sow. There's no way I'm a con God. He's all-knowing God. He's all-seeing God. He's all-wise God. He's omnipotent God. He's everything. How can you get around? How can you get by? The Bible says he even knows the intent of our thoughts. So he saved and sanctified us to serve him. He that said, I know him and keep his not his commandment. What? You say that in the church, preacher? Is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know God, you're playing like you know him.
Uh-oh.
Let me show y'all experience I had. In this area, we had Pentecostal churches.
Yes, sir.
And y'all know, the Pentecostal church, it is a large church, a good gathering and everything. And I wanted to be the church because they shout and, you know, be exuberant. They'd be all exuberant. And what I did, I said, well, I'm going to have to learn how to dance a little. Learn how to shout a little, how to holler a little bit. And I caught on to what the other people was doing. And I did what they did. But I still was on the way to hell. Because I was copycat. I got mine from man and not from God. But when I got it from God, I come real, straightforward. Not crafty, not undercutting, but straightforward. And that's, I believe that's why I'm blessed today, because, you know, when I was in my rascality and called myself being slick, I looked up one day and I ain't see nobody. Looked there where I ain't see nobody watching me. And I thought about it and I walked off and I looked up. I said, oh, God, I'm sorry. God was seeing everything, every move, every thought I had. He's seen all of it. Yeah, so I say, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me to be strong, Lord, in the power of your might.
Yes,
the Bible says, whosoever abideth in him, in Jesus, sinneth not. Now, that's strong, y'all. Y'all listen to what I say. I'm reading this out the Bible. Y'all got a Bible?
Yes,
say, whosoever abideth in him, in Jesus, not sinneth not. Listen to what they're saying, y'all. Once the Holy Spirit living inside of you, now this will be saved. The Holy Spirit then took over my life. My fleshly life gone. Now the Holy Spirit living inside of me, directing my path, ordering my footsteps. And the book say here, whosoever abides in him, that's in Jesus. Look what it says. Sin is not. That's powerful. Do y'all understand what that's saying?
Yes, sir.
That means I done quit my rascality.
That's it.
And I've turned to Jesus. And I'm a new creature now.
Yeah.
And I'm a new man. Everything about me which was yesterday is gone. I'm a new now. And the world don't know me now. Because it didn't know Jesus. Because I'm being like Jesus. And he's ordering my footsteps. Each and every day of our life. Whoever sin, now this is dangerous, y'all. Listen at this to the church. And whosoever sinners have not seen him, neither. Oh, God. I've been saved for 40 years, and I'm still in my rascality. That's what that's saying to me. I ain't never knew him. Because once I'm in his hand, I'm going to act like him. Once I'm in God's hand, the flesh ain't moving no more. The spirit in control now. We holler about the Holy Spirit all the time. I'm telling y'all, the Lord got tired of writing his word on stones and tables and plates and all that stuff. He said, I'm going to stop that now. I'm tired of using them good animals and stuff like that. Now I'm tired of killing all them good, decent animals. And he said, now I'm ready. I'm going to write it on their heart. And ain't nobody got to come to you and tell you you messed up.
That's right. That's right. You know when you're wrong. That's
right. Why you know? Because the Spirit of God in you. And when we go to do evil, the Spirit speak to us. And if we keep on doing it, we disobedient to God. And to the Holy Spirit. You know the Bible says you can blaspheme against God, forgive you. Blaspheme against Jesus, forgive you. Blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, there's no forgiveness. And we led and guided with the Holy Spirit today. So we have to be very particular with what we say and what we do. He said you don't even know him, didn't know him. Because you're still walking in the flesh. Still walking in the flesh. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as Jesus is right. Look what he comparing us. The word, I mean, this word, I ain't adding nothing to it. He say, he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he, Jesus, is righteous. Now, look what he putting us. He putting us way up. We ain't no tail. We the head.
We know everybody.
When you do good, still do it. I don't care what nobody say about you. Still do good. Good come from above. I don't care who say.
All good things. Yes, sir.
Bad things come from the earth. Man got so smart. And Satan started the mess.
Yes, sir.
Satan started some at all. God, you're a little God. He just don't want you to know this because he's a little God. You're a little God. He don't want you to know that. Well, when we made in his image and his likeness, we are. You can argue all day with it. When you made in the likeness of God, just like him, he looked at himself and he looked at holiness and made us in just like himself. And he implanted within him himself to lead and guide and instruct us in always the righteous and always the truth. And we got to stay with the Lord. We got to stay with him, incline our ears to be with him. Say, when he say, let cheer him, say, let nobody deceive you. Look, we when I first started going to church, I ain't know nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let cheer don't know nothing.
Yes, sir.
They got to be trained.
That's right.
I got to study. I got to pray. I got to be dedicated to the cause of studying the Bible, of reading the Bible, asking God to help me understand the Bible. Because now ain't nobody on earth now, I'm going to get in trouble about this.
Okay.
There's nobody on earth now can analyze God's word.
No.
There's nobody on earth can analyze God's word. Nobody can seek the mind of God but God himself. I don't care how smart you are. You might know the word, but you don't understand God. You don't understand God. No man understands God. We just have to take him at his word. And he'll deliver us according to his word. And we got to be strong now, y'all. We got to be strong. A lot of times we just get religious in church. God help me, Jesus. We get very religious. I look on TV all the time. I look at the religious thing. It helps me out. I get cues and nuggets from the people on television. And every church I see on TV, they get religious. They want to hop, jump, and joke. Instead of being taught the word of God, just like it says, they want to say, oh, the spirit, if it's that strong, it'll make you walk right. If it's that strong, it'll make you talk right. If it got that much hold on you, it'll make you sing right, make you pray right, make you learn how to talk to your brother right. But we get highly religious. God help me. I mean, Lord have mercy. I've been in church where they say, what you sitting down for? The devil in you. The Holy Spirit ain't in you, because if it was in you, you'd be up. No, that ain't true. I can sit right in my seat there and get everything you get when you cutting flips. I can get everything you get when you cutting flips, because I'm be attentive to God's word, because I've read the word of God and I understood the word of God. And when you get up and say something, you can be a little off, and I know where the scripture is. So you ain't hurting me none by misquoting a word or so. You ain't hurting me. I already know where you at. Now, to those that don't know, then you can be a little trouble to them. That's why we need to always define our terminologies, and so the people understand what we understand. And the word goes on to say here, see, you commit a sin, you have the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to take away all our sin, the work, and say that the destroy the works of what?
The devil.
Is they destroyed here? They got destroyed, but they grew back again. I can't lie in the church. I'm scared to lie in God's house. They was destroyed, but they grew up again. Satan got to somebody and started lying and half telling the truth, and then they start growing up again. And you got that through religion. Not Christianity, religion. We get highly strung in religion. When you see a church on fire, they say they're on fire for God. You better watch them. I've been here a while. I understand. I went to school with people, and they wouldn't even speak to me at church. But when they get in school, we all cuss the cussing machine. But they was holy and going to heaven. The world taught me something. Jesus taught me more.
What you say?
He told me if I hold my peace, he'll fight my battle. And I start trying to be quiet. If you notice, I don't talk a lot. Till I get up here, you'll never see me talking a lot. I don't care what you have on this church. I never inject myself in it. I sit back and listen and learn and try to be a better pastor. You don't never see me with a whole lot of talk. I don't believe in that. I never believe in that. When I used to play sports, them guys say, I could do this, that, and every time I look up, they strike now. I said, Negro, you need to stop all that noise. Nothing at all. When you get to the plate, prove yourself. If you ain't proving yourself, keep your mouth closed.
That's right.
And I believe that in the scripture, too. If you ain't proving yourself, shut up. Let somebody else talk.
That's right.
The Bible says, whosoever is born of God, listen at this, y'all. We're almost through. Does not commit sin. Ooh. That's strong, y'all. Help me. That's strong. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. I never seen this in the people say practice sin. I ain't never seen that in the scripture.
It ain't
I just hear people saying that. Don't practice sin. I ain't never seen that in the Bible. It may be in there. I say, I hadn't seen it. They say, don't practice sin. But it says, if you're born of God, you ain't going to sin. See, that's powerful words. I take that to my heart. Everything the words say, I take it to my heart. And I look at me. I don't look at another human on this earth. I look just at me and say, are you guilty or are you correct in doing what the words say? And that's how we judge. The Bible says, don't judge nobody, that judge except that you be not judged. So whoever born of God does not commit sin. Y'all, I'm telling you like it is in the book. For his deeds, Lord have mercy, remaineth in him. And he cannot, what?
Sin.
Because he is born of who? God done save you so you can't sin. And he living inside of you. He done took, you say that, God the head of my life. Don't we all say that? God the head of my life. If he the head of your life, why you don't let him rule you?
Come on.
You work. When you take a job, you the head. You're responsible for everything. Not the other folks. They just supposed to, you're supposed to put them to work. But you're responsible for it. Because the job was given to you.
That's it.
God look at us the same way. If we been chosen to go and carry this book to Third Street, I ain't got no question to ask nobody. I'm going to Third Street and carry this book. That's all I'm doing, going to carry it to Third Street. And that's it. He ain't tell me to do nothing else. A lot of dudes get up there and say, he told me to come carry this and preach to y'all. No, he ain't tell me to preach. He told me to just carry the book
that's
over
all,
there.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. The obedience to the word.
Yeah, that's all you do. And you ain't got to get up and say, well, this is what he really mean. Oh, you just lied on God. You just lied on God. How you know what God means?
That's it. You don't know.
A man, I'm almost through. A man, look at this. From school, 206 bones in the body.
That's
it. I don't know how many muscles, how many arteries, how many intestines, all that. I don't know nothing about death. He knew all that. He know every strand of hair that's on our head.
That's right.
And he ain't got to say 1, 2, 3 easy.
No,
he already know.
That's it.
He made me.
That's it.
He know all about me. He fashioned me as himself.
That's
all I can say.
His image and his life.
That's right. And he's living now inside of us if we let him live.
Yep.
It's up to us, y'all. Once he saves us, then it's up to us to keep saved.
That's right.
That's right. And we, as we come to a close, saying this, the children of God are manifested in Christ Jesus. And the children of the devil also manifested. And whosoever doeth not righteousness, what? Is not of God. I mean, I ain't changing not one word. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God. I'm telling y'all what the book say. Neither he that loveth, God. Jesus. Do you know it's got people in the church don't like one another? I know y'all don't want me to say that. I have to say the truth. It got folks in the church house don't like one another. I ain't talking about in the street now. I can understand the street. I'm talking the church house. Don't like one another. And they'll talk about one another in the church. And we're supposed to be a united body, holy, except unto God. And we got people in the church that talk about one another, criticize one another, belittle one another. And we're supposed to have so much love in us. If a brother fall, we'll be there like Brother Ike always pray, there to pick him up, huh? But just the word here is our landmark. And if we want to stay on land, we got to stay in the word. See, the children of God, they manifest, made known. And the children of the devil, they also made known. See, the Bible tells me don't judge, and I can't judge. I ain't worthy to judge, no human being. But you know what? This is what he said. I can look at the tree with the fruit on it, and I can determine what kind of tree it is.
That's right. That's right.
I can listen at your mouth and look at your deeds and your everyday walk of life and determine who you belong to.
That's right. Come on, buddy. Come on.
That's it. That's good.
We go around all the time and we tell people, you need to do this, you need to do that. What you doing? That's what I asked my question. What you doing telling people what to do and you ain't doing nothing?
That's it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's it, doctor.
Tell it.
That's it.
And said, neither he that loveth not his brother, God help us.
Yes, Lord.
Church, that's to all of us. That's to me first.
Yes, Lord.
If it's somebody in this church I don't love, then y'all, I'm up here in the wrong place. I need to sit down. I need to sit down. If I have anybody in this church that I don't love, I need to sit down before God knock me down. And that's what he's going to do. I don't know how long he's going to put up with our foolishness, but he's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a compassionate God. And we need to understand him. We need to understand God. That's why we need to always pray and not faint. We need to always seek the Lord while he may be found. We need to give him glory and honor every day of our life. I don't need you to come here and tell me, stand up and say amen. I feel like I'm a dog, less than a dog, for you to tell me to stand up and say amen. You need to say amen when you just get up in the morning.
That's right.
When you just eat a breakfast in the morning, you need to stand up and say, Lord, I thank you.
Let's get some witnesses in here tonight. But God stepped in.